Okay, hey guys, we are back. This is week two of Maintaining the Me of Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana. And I'm not sure if you guys remember, but last year our last guest was Cassiopeia Moore. And she is back as our guest today. And we're going to chop it up, talk about, you know, what's good for the new year, what happened last year, some highs and lows, and we'll get right on into it. Say hi, Cassie.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Lashana knows how to, you know, just get people in here. Just make it happen. So
we're hanging out at Cassie's house. We're recording at her house. That's what I love about the podcast, because you can just take your computer anywhere and do your interviews. And so we were having some girl talk, and she agreed to do the podcast again this year. And so I was like, well, we could just do it this weekend. I'm going to come over and we hang out, and then we'll just chop it up and get the listeners, you know, up to date on what's going on with Fab Cassie. Okay, so we'll just get right into it. So how was your New Year's? Like, how was your 2018?
2018 was really a year of, I would have to say, just tremendous growth. I think when we did the podcast at the end of the year, I was just talking about really just the idea of just balancing it all from motherhood to being Fab Cassie, staying in that Fab life, and just, you know, maintaining like a full-time career and also pursuing other goals and endeavors. And so I think 2018 just really gave me like just obstacles that I had to continue just to kind of like, you know, to break through. And it was also a milestone year for me. I turned 35. And I just really feel like when you get to that age of 35, you really just have a clear sense of who you are, what you want, and what you are not going to allow in your life any further.
Agreed. I think the same thing. I think when I turned 35, it was more of an awakening. I felt like I always knew like what I wanted to do for myself. Like I always knew like I wanted to have a family. I knew that, you know, I wanted to have my career, do some type of, you know, life coaching, therapy, working with people, that type of thing. But I feel like because I took that long break, I think 35 was like that time that I had that long break. And I feel like coming into transition, I was kind of like, okay, I'm 35 now, and I've been off work for 5 years now, and I have to start kind of thinking about my life in a different way. Like, I felt like at 35, it's like you're grown. Like, it's, okay, so now you're going from either, you know, what is my real career going to be? You know, like, my kids are getting older, they want to go to college, so it's like you don't make enough money to just do your whole life the way you want to do it right then and there if you have not been working for 5 years, you know? And so it was like, okay, what am I going to do next? So I feel like 35 for me was a really hard year because I was really transitioning. I was more like, okay, now I'm a grown woman. I got 4 kids. I'm married. You know, I have people dependent on me, these kids. You know, I got to make sure that my next move is my best move. So after I graduated and we were still in Atlanta, I was just like, okay, first of all, I've got to get out of Atlanta. Like, I need to be around family. Like, I need to get my support system going. If I'm going to get back into working, we're going to both need to be working. And so at that time, he was just working. My husband was just working. And so I'm like, okay, we're both going to be working when we get to LA. So we got to make sure we have, like, our babysitting down, you know, our weekends, make sure we have some grandmas in rotation. And if I wanted to take it to the next level with whatever I'm doing, I knew that we needed more family support. And in Atlanta, it just, we just didn't have it. And so we had met good friends, but we really needed that family support. And I felt like I needed to be back in LA. And I just wasn't scared. I'm like, you know, it's expensive. Yeah, Atlanta can be, you know, it can fool you because it's, you know, houses are really big and you can get more bang for your buck. But when you're just in a place where there's no family, I felt like, okay, I got to get out of here. So my 35 was like more of a transition with, okay, I need to kind of start my life over, like like the new phase. But I definitely agree. I think that, and when I talk to a lot of women, they say 35 is like that one transition where it's like, okay, I'm not like a young girl, you know, like I'm grown. I got to figure out what's going to be like my grown life
And I think, like, when you talk to, like, so many, like, millennials and, like, women always ask me when I'm doing, like, a panel or a discussion, like, what's the secret? Like, especially, like, 27-year-olds and 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. they look at that, like, what is it? And I just feel like, you know, to speak to your point is, like, you know, it's hard when you take that time off to raise your family or do whatever you need to do. Yes. Because from that 25 to 35 age is where you really are building your platform, mm-hmm. where you really are building your career. Right. And you're kind of, you know, you're moving from that internship you might have gotten to college into something that's really going to take you to the next level. And you're looking at your career. And so at 35 to be, you know, doing what I want to be doing, but still not living my, like, ultimate goal. It's rewarding, but then it still keeps you on your path. You know what I mean? And so I just feel like young girls are like, and I wouldn't call them young girls, but they're just like, oh my God, I want this and I want that. And, you know, it just, it takes so much to have that. I remember just wanting to be married and wanting to have a daughter and wanting to have the cutest Christmas card. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got all of those things. I checked off all those boxes. And now it's checking off the box of, like, living without any fears and, like, checking out the box of being the best version of myself daily. And so I think your boxes, for example, are perspectives type of change. And then you just start to just not really give a you know what about nothing. I mean, you just like, don't. I don't care. Good morning. Hi. No, I'm not going to speak to anybody today because I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to have wine for breakfast. I don't care. Actually, Kylie, make your own pancakes, baby. I don't care. And I think that when you get to that point, it's really freeing and it allows you to just stop worrying about what's your next move and you just start focusing on where are you in the right lane.
Right.
Because the next step is going to happen.
Right.
But now, like, am I aligned? Am I aligned with who I am and who I want to be? Am I on the right path?
Right.
And then everything will just start coming your way.
Yeah. And I think that at that age, too, I was just looking at my circle more and just being more mindful of who I was spending time with, what conversations I was listening to, or, you know, just people in general, even if it's family or whoever, friends, whatever, you know, just when you're changing and when you're transitioning into a new path or whatever, want to go after dreams or goals or whatever, it's not about cutting people off. I feel like people are so quick to cut people off where it's like, you don't really need to cut people off all the time. You just need to do you. And as long as you're doing you, then the people that are not supposed to be there, they're just going to fall off at that time. But there's no, like, you don't have a magic ball to say whether or not these people may come back at a time where maybe they've grown or when your paths are, like, more aligned with each other. So I do believe that, you know, you don't want to burn bridges with people. That's what I've learned. You don't want to burn bridges, but I definitely became more mindful of just the way that I was spending my time and making sure that those things were lining up. So I can totally see, I totally agree with that.
And I think it's not about cutting people off. It's about evolving, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's certain people who can't evolve with you. There's certain people who can't evolve at the speed that you're going to evolve. Right. There are certain people who can't handle what the person you're, like, turning into. And so
they may get offended by
it. Yeah. So, you know, with that, you have to just kind of think about and evaluate their purpose in your life and, like, what they bring to your life.
Right.
So there's some people who you have, like, a strong history with who, like, they've always brought something to your life. And so you cherish that time you have with them. And so I don't care where I'm at. I don't care when I have my talk show and I'm Oprah. I'm going to be like, lay D girl in. Like, she had my back in 11th grade and she getting in. I don't care if I haven't seen her. I don't care if you know, she did all that crazy stuff in the back then. But, you know, it's just those people who always have your back and who always has showed loyalty. Because see, the difference is it's not about who can evolve with me, but it's about people's character and that involvement, right? So if somebody's rooted for you, like, I love you, it don't matter, I talked to you in 3 years, girl, but I'm so proud of you,
right?
Versus somebody who you just saw last week and didn't speak,
right?
It's the behavior and characteristics of the person that determines my loyalty to you, no matter where I go, no matter where I am.
Right.
Now, my pastor said something that was so good. He was like, don't turn your back on people. However they treat you, just love them through it. right? But they can't be in your corner.
Right.
Like, I can't come to you and run to you when I'm going through my stuff.
Right.
You have to have certain people who are going to be in your corner. And that's, I think that's such a different perspective than a circle. Because we always say, like, mm-hmm. oh, keep your circle small. Like, who's in your circle? Forget a circle. Who's in your corner?
Right.
Who picks you up and lifts you up when you are at your lowest? Who can you say, yo, I'm going through this. Like, can you talk me through it? Corners.
Right.
So 2019 is about corners versus circles.
That. I love
2019
that.
Is about who's in your corner versus who's in your circle. Because everybody's in my circle, baby. Hi! We're networking this up. How are you? Smooches! Brunch! I'm here for it all in 2019.
I'm here for the
Invite
network.
Me out. I'm networking. Oh, right. My God, because you have to network up. You have to figure it out.
Right.
But who's in my corner is serious.
It's serious, right. That's true. I never even thought about it like that. And that's definitely a, like a good perspective of corner because it's open-ended. Like a circle is just like a circle.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in or out
mm-hmm.
with circles. Mm-hmm. But with a corner, it's like, okay, it's very mm-hmm. tight little mm-hmm. spot.
It's the little spot.
It's the little spot.
Yep. And, what,
and who's here and being loyal.
Yep.
That's
and who wants to really be in the corner with me? Right? Because everybody wants to be in a circle.
Right.
Oh my God, let's share in a circle. No, girl, who in the corner shivering with you? Okay?
Exactly.
Like, woo! Exactly. This corner's tight, exactly. Baby. Exactly. We in this corner, girl. Woo! I don't know if we can get out, but we come out the corner? You ain't coming out the corner yet? Okay. So,
that's
stop.
True.
For circles, keep them big.
Yeah.
Keep them,
the circles big.
Keep them, but who's in your corner? Is everything.
That's good stuff right there. I really like that. So who's in your corner? Do you have a top five?
Oh,
top
God.
Two?
God, I can't.
Who's in your corner?
That's tough. Obviously, my sister Amanda is going to always be in my corner.
Right.
You know, she's the
love her.
She's the corner president.
Yeah.
You know, she's
love
you know
her.
She's the gatekeeper of the corner. She's like, all right, they can sit in the corner with you. But, and I think that that's changed too at 35.
Okay.
You know, when I looked at my 35th birthday party, I'm in a sorority. And so, you know, at one point in time, my sorority sisters were like the most important people in my life. And when I looked at my 35th birthday, it was so many other people who were important people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you just transition and you evolve, you evolve. And so my corner looks a little different now. But, you know, and I think you have different corners for different things, right?
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
So, like, there's a corner, like, there's a corner where it's
corner,
like,
you got your work corner.
Yes. I'm like, woo, hello. Hello. Somebody bring me a Kit Kat. Like, oh my goodness. So I think there's different corners and different spaces in your life. And there's different people who, you know, you can go to for this or for that. Like,
right.
if I'm struggling with, like, you know, a next move in my career, I might turn to, you know, one of my mentors in the field of education
right.
who's been there for me in that corner. You know, if I'm going through, like, you know, some stuff with my marriage or, like, where I am, what I'm feeling, I might come to, like, you, LaShawna, you know,
right.
for sure. So just different, like, things that you go to different people with. But those people have almost kind of, they've went through, like, the screening application that they could be a part of your corner.
Right.
Because, like, they give you their authentic truth and they give you
right.
their authentic self.
Yeah.
Their support is unwavering, whether you got, you know, 400 likes on Instagram or if you didn't put a post up.
Right.
It's just different things that really, you know, signifies that support.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think that, too, even thinking about your corner, like you said, when... And just thinking about, like, your network of people. It's
mm-hmm.
like having those different corners
mm-hmm.
are so important as you get older and not necessarily always mixing
mm-hmm.
the people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have support in different areas. Like you said, having a mentor for your business, having a mentor for your relationship,
mm-hmm.
having a mentor, and just people that you can talk to openly and honestly about your life and what you're going through, your struggles, and that can really help you navigate because it's so difficult with the era of social media and, you know, how things are changing, how business is changing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and life is changing. You need people that are ahead of you that can really help you
mm-hmm.
and pull you in and give you good advice. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's why I always want to be around people that are doing better than me, that
mm-hmm.
are, you know, on, have my same mindset, that are in the direction and do other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They have different walks of life, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so I think that on your journey of life, you do definitely need to have an open circle. I know your girls are your girls, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes you want to keep your girls
mm-hmm.
and, you know, no new friends, but I think it's really important to even be open-minded about your network and circle and there's good people out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there are really good people. I've met a lot of amazing people in the last couple of years. And just even making that transition to Atlanta, I have some really good friends there that I met that I still talk to, mm-hmm. That are like business mentors and, you know, lifelong friendships that I met. And I don't talk to them every day. We don't have time to talk. We're all like, you know, have business, family, work, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we get lost in the sauce. But for the main part, we keep connecting. You, like you said, like the people that are in your corner, they yeah. root for you. You know?
I think because, like, you know, no matter what, when I hear some women talking about, I don't have friends or I don't, you know, that's insane. It's like insane. The human spirit, like the human connection it's thrives sad. Off of connecting with others. Like, you could be at a store and just smile at somebody and smile back, and that can do something to, like, your spirit.
Yes.
And so, it definitely is important that, you know, that you have that connection. Right. And I think that when women are able to really become who they are and become their best selves, then they start connecting with others and there's no threat. Right. There's no problem. There's no issue.
Drama. Yeah. Oh, I can't be around women. Women are too dramatic. Well, that's really... That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. And you got to really go inside and figure out why it is that you're attracting, mm-hmm. dramatic women, you know, because it's like, I know some dramatic women. I know some women that have a lot of drama and I love them anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, we may not be able to kick it, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. I can't, but I even know how to relate to those people, mm-hmm. you know, and I just don't bring them in my inner circle, my world, whatever, but we can laugh and talk and, you know, chop it up. For a minute, you know, I just don't feel that hate towards other women. I love other women. Right. I love girl time. I love my girl talks. Like, you it's need everything. That. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're married, have a boo, whatever. Your boo time is your boo time, but you need girlfriend time. Mm. Like, you need to be able to be like, okay, I'm about to come over there. We're about to have some drinks.
You got to.
We need just to get out. We just need to talk about these kids. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about these men. We got to talk about just the stress of life. You know?
For sure.
So I definitely think that that's, you need your corners and your circles and your peeps, you know?
Yeah.
So, what major transitions have happened for you in 2018?
I think I spoke about this in the last podcast, but me and Kevin, my husband, mm-hmm. we separated over this year and we went into this new transition of co-parenting. Mm-hmm. It has been great. Okay. We have a book coming out. No, I'm just kidding. The book is not coming out. But we definitely are doing a great job co-parenting, and Kylie hasn't really, you know, thankfully she hasn't been affected by our separation. And I think it's just been really healthy for both of us to be able to live the best lives that we can. Mm-hmm. Separately, I think when you're in a marriage and, you know, you guys are having some issues, one person can feel stagnant in that relationship or one person can feel held back. Mm-hmm. And so with us, you know, being mature and being able to just take a decision to separate over this last year, I think it's really gave us both a better sense of, like, purpose, of, like, me just being able to focus in on, like, my grind and, like, my hustle spirit, and for him to be able to focus in on him and, you know, not having that pull and tug of, like, trying to, you know, be something for somebody that you can't be.
Right.
So it's been a big adult, put on your big girl panty thing to do. but it's cool.
What's the hardest part of co-parenting or just being separated? Like,
the hardest part, I think, after you've been with somebody for 10 years and you just don't have that body next to you, that, like, that, you know, just the support of it. Just, like, at least you knew he was here, you know? Right. So it's like, woo, girl, you got a spider? You better get your flashlight on your phone, baby. You better check it. So, you know, so this has been that part of it, too. And I think just, like, you know, I think when you're married, it's such a partnership and it's such a easy thing to, you know, just like, hey, can you pick them up today or pick them up? Because you just, that's your normal life. Right. But now when you are co-parenting, you have to be respectful. I'm still working on that part, Kev. Respectful of their time and your time and, you know, just try to, you know, get things done in advance and scheduling and,
like, but it, organized.
Definitely getting organized. But it only people, you know, it's hard because people are like, oh God, you know, you guys' separation and divorce has been going so smooth and you guys are just so adult about it. But I think it's because we didn't have anything that broke us up that was like, you know, life damaging. And right. So I think that we were able to both walk away from it like, hey,
your friendship intact.
Yeah, we're friends and he's my best friend. And it's just like, hey, we've outgrown each other. Like, we don't like any of the same things anymore. You're right. Why are we doing this? God. Okay, cool. You know, place. Okay, cool. Like, so I think that made it an easier transition into great co-parenting.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, I want to be conscious of the privilege I have in that. Because there's some people who have really damaging relationships and they end things in a negative way. And they couldn't get along in the marriage, out the marriage, whatever.
Right.
And then you got to try to organize three kids. Or thank God we only have one. But, you know, so I'm saying that all of that is setting us up for success.
Right.
The fact that we already had an established mutual respect for each other. We already had a love for each other. Mm-hmm. We already knew that we just simply grew apart.
Right.
That it made it easier to say, hey, like, we love each other. Let's just raise Kylie.
Right.
Versus having to deal with so many issues to fix before you can get to that co-parenting part.
Right. So that sounds good. I mean, I've seen you in action and still see Kevin, and he's awesome.
You
guys are awesome, and Kylie's awesome.
Yeah, so, it's just, golly.
And you definitely are handling it, like, super mature.
Yeah.
You know, like, because your friendship, it really shows.
Yeah.
You know?
At the end of the day, I never want to hurt him, and I don't think that, you know, we just don't want that, so. But I am single for the 2019. I am looking. I'm ready to date. I don't know if you got any male listeners on here, but my Instagram handle is @FabCassie. Like, my DMs are open. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so
what is dating like after being in a 10-year relationship?
Is this thing on? Y'all ready? Because
what is
dating?
How has it changed? Like, you haven't
first of all, it's been 10 years. I don't know what that is. Okay, so if you text me for 3 days, we go together. Like, if we're texting for 3 days, you my boyfriend. I'm like, listen, I need to explain some things. I'm separated and divorced, but Kevin's a part of my life. Are you open to that? People are like, I want to take you out for drinks. I was like, oh my God, you're so right. Is that how this works? So dating for me doesn't work right now. It's fine. And I think too, at 35, trying to date again, I know what I want. Hello, right. Period. Oh my God. No, sorry. It won't work. And you gotta, you know.
So are you not open? Like, you already have your list. Do you have a list?
I don't have a list. I have a feeling.
Okay. So you have a feeling.
Oh.
And so you know what that is already.
And I want to feel it.
And you want
to feel it. And if I don't feel that feeling, you got to go.
No time to waste.
I'm fighting for my fairy tale in 2019. And it's not a list anymore, ladies. It's a feeling. If my heart don't stop, if I don't break out into a full sweat, I don't want you. I want to break out into a full sweat. I want to get lost for words. I want you to take my damn breath away. I want to be like, woo! My God, I just almost choked on my water. Where have you been all my life, good fella? If it's not of a movie, okay, I'm not being realistic, but you know what I mean. I don't care. I'm looking for the fairy.
Is real,
the feeling is it.
That's
I can feel it at first. I'm like, woo, I like you.
It's a chemistry.
I want to put my hand out like, nice to meet you. If I don't feel none of that, I'm sorry.
It's a sauce. It's a sauce. There's a chemistry. It's a feeling. You're right. It's feelings over lists.
Feelings over lists, period.
Period. So are you online?
You know, I've done a couple of these online dating apps, Lord. So I've done something a little bit, it's like more of like, one is called The League, and you have to wait to get accepted into it. And it's for people who are like in a higher tax bracket. Ching, ching, bling, bling. So that, The League, but unfortunately on The League, there's nothing but white men, you know. Hello, white men. I like you too. Hello. So yeah, that hasn't been a hit.
But is that your type though?
No, my type is... baby, we want to go. keep going. So keep going. We're not gonna go over my type right now. So
okay.
Woo. So,
okay, so the
the league is like the league. Ladies, don't try to league. The league ain't gonna league. The league's not gonna lead you to nothing. So that's The League. I was on Bumble. Haven't met anybody great from Bumble. So, yeah, I'm just letting it pass time, you know?
Yeah.
When I wanted to get off of Instagram. I think, though, I'm getting ready to just slide in people DMs on Insta. Like, woo! Like, okay. I think I'm going to just be that person. Like, if you have a 401k and a job and you have a great content, you're putting out inspirational quotes, you are talking about something and being something, I'm sliding in your DM in 2019. Good afternoon. How are you? Great. Take a look at my profile as well. I'm definitely influential. I see yours. I think we can make a partnership. Let me know if you're interested. Goodbye. I just feel like, why am I on a date now? I'm shooting shots. I'm shooting all shots at eligible 30 to 35 year old men who are.
So you wouldn't go over 35.
You know, I'm just
so you're not. I know you're not a cougar.
Definitely not a cougar.
But you
want to. I want somebody with a lot of life. I need somebody with some zest.
Right. So you want to stay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't know what a 45 year old person can do for me. You know, besides make me a hot toddy. You know, I'm just like, ooh, God, I make you a little hot toddy. You got sore throat. I don't want that. I don't keep me on my toes. I mean, ask me to go hiking or some shit, you know? Even though I don't hike. I don't hike. But, you know, woo, come surprise me. Like, woohoo! Oh my God. That was a surprise. I don't want to listen to Teddy Pendergrass. Nope. I am not interested.
So I don't think, I mean, well, from 40, that's like 10 years older than
me. Don't get me wrong, though.
That's 10 years older than you.
If you're 45 and you made 2.1 mil last year, baby, anything could change. It's a feeling. I might feel something. Don't get me wrong. Let me be very clear. The money that you make will definitely sway my feeling, okay? Now, if you're 42 making 52,000, I can't really feel that, but I'll look at you like I can't feel, but if you're 30 making 52, I might feel something. So I'm gonna get you to 107 by 33. Exactly. Anywho, I know. So everybody, I hope if you're listening to this, like I honestly am joking around for the most part, but
it's real talk though. You have to be honest about what you want. I tell people all the time, it's not about the list. It's not about what people think about it or what people's opinions are about it. It's literally what you think, what you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. And then you make your boundaries around that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, but it's a feeling. And if you know that you don't like men that are older, don't even do it.
Now, but if a man walks up to me and he's a little older and he had the right swag, he made 2.1 mil last year and he gave me that feeling.
But it's funny, though, because those are the type of, exceptions I think women we make. It's mm-hmm. like we have our, I don't like that type. But if he...
And that's crazy. But I think more importantly, I am on this. I realize from looking at just people in my life and just people who I admire that you can do so much more even in your own career and personal goals when you are with somebody who can be your partner in it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at the ultimate Michelle and, you know, Brock. Like,
right. My
God. Like, yeah. who can, the way they support one another, or they admire one another.
Right.
But I think the most thing that gets me is the way they look at one another.
Right.
They love each other. They admire each other. And then it's like, who gonna stop us now? Right. Like, and so I'm just really want to be on some unstoppable type shit with somebody. Like, right. I want you to give me that feeling. And I want you to, like, help me take over the world. So I'm trying to get this bag.
Right. And then wants to do it with you. And it, you know, allows you to be yourself.
Yes.
Your authentic self where you don't have to put on.
Right.
You don't have to feel uncomfortable or tight, you know, because you have these dreams that you can share with somebody. Because
mm-hmm.
even if you have two different goals or two different dreams, if your ultimate goal is to make money, you know, travel, mm-hmm. whatever those big goals are, as long as you're on the same page as that, it doesn't really matter, you know, what they're doing, what you're doing, as long as you compliment each other and help each other, support each other in whatever it is. So if it's two different professions, that's fine. As long as they respect your position and where mm-hmm. you're at, and you respect their position and where they're at. And just help each other. It's a team.
It's a team.
It's a team. It's a team. Marriage is a team. It is a business.
It is.
It's literally a business. You know, you're buying property. You're building businesses together. You're networking. Like, it is a real, marriage is a business. Mm-hmm. So it's a feeling and it is a business. So it's like, you really have to marry somebody that you believe in.
Yeah. And I think that when you get married so young, like I was with Kevin for, from 24 to 34.
Yeah.
And I think that we definitely both loved each other and believed each other and we were a team. And I think that we were a team like in parenting and we were a team in like our values for our family and we were a team in those things. But when it came to like some real deal pursuits of like who we really are career wise and who we really are, and I'm just this over the top person. Like, my God.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So you got to have somebody who really, really, really respects and believes in that with you. Because if not, is Kevin just like, are you serious? And I'm like, absolutely. Where's the caviar? Is there not caviar? He's like, girl, get out. We making tacos. Okay. I'm like, okay, I'll take two. But... the reality is you gotta, really, you have to be clear about who you are. And when you get young, who you are may change three times.
Yeah.
Because at 27, I just wanted to be a teacher and be a wife and be a mommy and take family vacays.
Right.
And at 35, I want a jet.
Right.
I want a jet.
Yeah. And it changes. It does. And as you transition, like you said, and you have to have that belief in each other and that respect for each other to allow each other to want those things and help make it happen.
Yeah.
And so that's the hard thing. I think when you do get married young, you don't even really know who you are yet. Mm-hmm. You haven't been through that transition. If you both work at Starbucks and whatever, you don't really need to buy shit. All you got to do is pay your rent, split bills, whatever you're going to do, have a little car, whatever. You have enough for that. But when it comes time to buy a house, to buy a jet, to get your mansion or whatever it is that's on your heart to get, and the other person is not on board with that, it's a sacrifice. You have to really make some real decisions about what you really want. And it's not always the same. So when you get married young, those are some things that you definitely have to consider because you are going to change. Your views change.
And it's really about too, what the other person values, right? Because some people just say hey, we're fine. We have everything we need. And there's one person who say I'm still want more.
I
still want to do more. And I still want to be more. And so it's each his own.
And it takes a lot to get to a lifestyle for a jet.
Mm-hmm.
That means that
it's some sleepless nights.
And
it's,
mommy's not going to be able to pick up and drop off every day. I'm going to need the support of, you may have to just pick the kids up and drop them off since your schedule allows you to do that. And there's so much sacrifice, or I may have to go out of town for a week to do these conferences.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's and if it's somebody that doesn't want a jet, they're like, what are you even doing all that for?
Right.
You don't even need to do all that.
Period.
We're good. We have money. Our rent is paid. Why are you doing all of that?
Right.
And so if your pursuit is to get a jet, that's a whole nother grind. Mm. And you have to have somebody that supports that type of grind.
And I think the biggest thing too is that sees it. They have to see the end vision.
I
already see myself on the stage with 100,000 people in the audience and I'm coming out with my little headset on hello Detroit. I already see that happening. It's fine. The tour is happening. Michelle Obama is, I already see it. And so everybody can't vision and see what you see.
Right.
And if you let what their limitations see stop you, then it won't really
work.
And I mean, I've already established a long time ago that I was your quote unquote modern mommy.
Right.
I have never been the soccer mom. I will sign you up for soccer. I love that you're in soccer. I will buy the soccer treats. I'm not going to the practice every Tuesday, Thursday. While you're at practice, I'm going to try to get in a coffee with a girlfriend.
Exactly.
I'm probably going to be updating my Instagram or website. I might run to Trader Joe's, but I'm not going to waste 45 minutes of my life watching 37-year-olds run around on a field on a Tuesday night. Absolutely not. I don't have to get this trophy. I am not going to be baking the cookies and taking them. I will go to Porto's and get the whole staff a treat. I am into modern mommy motherhood. I am not washing dishes and clothes and cooking. That's not aligned with who I am. So,
and it's like, and you have to know that about yourself, and that your partner has to know that about you too. Now, because if not, it'll be a fight. It could be a fight. And I think that the thing that I love about Modern Mommy is that, you know, we're not in the day and age of being able to just sit at home
right.
in our little white picket fence right. and while our husbands go off to work, and especially when you're an ambitious woman. Mm-hmm. Like, if there are plenty of women out there that don't mind that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But for me, myself, I'm not that person. I'm not comfortable just being at home. I liked being able to be available to my family for those 5 years, and I was going back to school, and I had all these other things that I wanted to do. Because I knew that I wasn't staying there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a point in my life where I took that time out to really figure out what I needed to do. And I had 4 young kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so at that point, it's like you really have to figure out who you are. I knew that I wasn't going to be staying at home. Eventually, I'm going to be out of the house. You know, like I'm going to be working and I have things I need to work on. And so I do need this time with my kids. I do need that time. But I know myself, I'm an ambitious person. I don't want to sit at home and, you know, make cookies.
Yeah.
And that's not fulfilling for me.
And there's times where I think that the difference too is like, when I say this to women, you know, the messaging is not that it's okay for you not to know how to keep a home,
right?
Or that you don't know how to bake a cookie.
And you just wild and you out. Just,
that's not,
wild. That's not it.
That's not the message. The message is, I have created such a life that I can choose when I do that and not.
Right.
And there's times where I'm like, I'll wake up like, I want to do a Food Network recipe. Kylie, grab the beef Wellington. And I'll roll out some dough and go. And that
there has to be
that
balance.
Happens, you know, once every blue moon.
Right.
There might be a time where, you know, that's what I want to do. But I think that it's so great that as a modern mom that I gave myself like the freedom to be able to choose when I wanted to do that or not. And there's some
and
people who are
guilty.
Yeah, there's some people who are just, this is what I have to do this. And it's like, you're wearing yourself out.
No,
you ever see
tired.
That haggard friend who you're like,
girl.
You have the same pink sweatsuit I always see you in. Jeez.
You don't get
and you're like, oh, I have to get this for Braylon and Braxton and Broly. And I'm like, get out.
PCA. And I
yeah.
have, and if you are that and that's what you like, then go ahead. But you need to be cute. Mm. I need you to get yourself together.
Yeah, you can't.
You can give yourself a mani and pedi. If it's not in the budget, you can give yourself a mani and pedi. You can get yourself some nail polish. I can give you a whole...
The bottom line is never sacrifice
yourself.
Don't sacrifice yourself.
Do
I'm not sacrificing nothing about me.
No.
If that's going to even give me an ounce of anxiety, if it's going to give me a smidge, I'm not going. Don't invite me.
No.
Don't invite me to kids' birthdays because Kylie's not interested. I'm not going. Like, I don't want to spend a Saturday with 14, 12-year-olds. Making slime, LaShawna. I count me out. I'm not sacrificing.
See, I'll do it. And I have a balance of it, though.
Yeah.
Because I make sure that I do get my time in. Like, I'm such a mom advocate. Like, I'm a mom advocate. If you don't have kids, but I'm saying I'm a mom advocate. And I know that if you don't have kids, you have much more free time.
Yeah.
So you don't have to really fight for yourself the way the moms do. So I'm a super mom advocate. I get it. It may not always be in the budget. You may not see the time that you can take, but you need to start getting some better organization skills and some planning And you definitely need to get your time in.
And I think there's so many women who I have friends, you know, who, you know, Saturday mornings, they're on the field with
Saturday.
With one in soccer and then one in football, one in cheer, one in gymnastics, one in violin. They have ran around all day to give their children.
And during the week because there's
yeah.
That's and just these, like the top end.
These meaningful activities and they can't even get a manicure. No, darling. Kylie's going to have meaningful activities. Kylie's going to be well-rounded. Kylie's going to have mommy's me time, where we've had a cappuccino and we read a chapter.
Right.
And then after that, I'm going to go to my Burke Williams appointment. You've got to have the balance,
you gotta
ladies,
have the
because
balance.
If not, you're going to be crazy.
Seriously, it's just too much to do. And if you don't get enough for yourself, you'll just start looking crazy, feeling crazy, looking tired. It ages you.
But I think that that connects to this idea of now I'm moving into this, not that I'm a single parent at all, but I co-parenting and now I don't have like my spouse there. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about some of my friends who are single moms, mm-hmm. who don't have, you know, their father in the picture,
right.
that they don't have that balance. Like they have to get a babysitter if they want to get their nails and feet
right,
in
right.
And so I think that's important for us to recognize that in itself too, of like, it's so much easier when you do have a partner.
It is, but I've been a single mom too. I've been a single mom. I was a teenage mom, and you find a way. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to prioritize, and it's not always about spending money. It's mm-hmm. about, you know, just putting yourself first, even if it's getting up an hour earlier mm-hmm. than your kids, if you don't have a babysitter, or putting them to bed and staying up an hour later. Mm-hmm. So it's not all about spending money or going to Burke Williams or, mm-hmm. you know, it's not
it's just about
that.
Creating your space. Like, I remember too, like, just having, like, you know, me time, just running my bath, having candles, just doing whatever I needed to do. I think that's important too for women who are still married. Just making sure that you maintain some time for your spouse and
your
husband.
For your spouse, you have to have
and
that time.
Because you become, like, mommy of the world. And then
you don't
take time
your husband.
Your husband.
Yeah, don't pay him any attention. Yeah. And it's all about the kids. It's like, no, you need your isolated time with your boo, with your man, so that mm-hmm. he's not feeling like you're too distracted. I was listening to a T.D. Jakes thing. It was a YouTube snippet. And he was just saying, like, the dangers of a marriage is one spouse is distracted and the other one is discouraged. Mm. Like, distraction and discouraged. It's like your wife or husband is distracted and your wife, the other wife or husband, is discouraged and they're not being recognized for that. And so there's really no emotional safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're off doing good things. You're doing good things. Mm-hmm. You have good deeds. You know, you have the kids lined up. You know, you're doing good deeds, but you're not paying each other any attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard. And it makes a distraction in your
that's
marriage.
Good.
And so you definitely have to sometimes ask your spouse, hey, I know I'm doing all this and I know that I'm, you know, taking my girl time, and but, you know, are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah,
what's going on? And just
good.
Picking up on signals of mm-hmm. you're with your husband or your wife, you know them the best. So if they're looking stressed or alone, or, you know, maybe you may have a lot going on and your schedule's going crazy, but they're keeping like a consistent schedule, you can miss that. You know, so mm-hmm. it's good to tap in with your husband at least once a week.
That's good.
You know, at least once a week, so that you guys are not getting carried away. And even with that, if you have young kids, I know when our kids were really little and we were in Atlanta, we didn't have a babysitter. We didn't really know anybody when we first moved there. And so we would have dates in the house. You know, even if we locked the door,
mm-hmm.
that's a date. Go to bed, put the kids to bed,
mm-hmm.
and just have time to get a little liquor, you know,
mm-hmm.
have drinks,
mm-hmm.
a dinner. We'll eat something separate than what the kids are eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feed them, put them to bed, and then we'll have our own dinner or our own
yeah.
breakfast. You know, just
yeah.
to, like, really tap in with each other. And we had to take the kids pretty much everywhere that we went.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we made that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy to do. You really have to be intentional.
Because mm-hmm.
days go by super quick. You know, time flies back. You know, it flies.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely remembering your spouse is, like, it's key. It's the most important to keep that partnership. If you want to keep that partnership tight, you got to check in with each other, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, we've been chopping it up. And, I mean, me and Cassie, we're like each other's happy hour friend. I
mm-hmm.
mean, we're each other's. I mean, we meet out, you know, we do our thing. And so we could talk for like hours and hours and hours. So, is there anything you want to talk about for 2019? I think we pretty much.
I think 2019. Messages
for the listeners?
You know, it's weird because it's like, what, January 12th or 11th, mm-hmm. and I'm still kind of processing what I want my 2019 to feel like, and I don't, it's like, there's not a list.
Is but there
I
a think, process? Do you have, like, a
yeah,
process?
Well, I usually do, like, a vision board every year. I haven't done one yet. I just got through throwing a huge event. I did Miss Tina's surprise birthday, and so that just took a lot of brain power, me and my sister Amanda, and so I've just really been coming down off the high of that because obviously it was super lit, and so I'm just trying to count the high of that. But I'm chasing a feeling in 2019. I'm not chasing a certain accomplishment or how many events am I going to do or what's my next move in education. I'm chasing a feeling of peace,
yeah,
and just kind of. Like, does this give me peace? Even if it's something that's, like, a lot of work. But if I have, like, peace while I'm doing that. I'm chasing just a feeling. I just want to feel good. I want positive vibes. I want no anxiety about anything. I just want it to. I want, like, whatever I do to be, like, I'm here for a purpose and I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
Whoever I meet. It's here for a purpose. It's here for a reason.
Right.
Instead of having like all these lists of like, I'm going to get healthy. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to have my own school by 2020. And I'm going to go to Africa. And I'm going to meet Oprah this year. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
And I just want to have peace. I don't want to have anxiety about it. I don't want to be wondering. I don't want to be worried.
Right.
I just want to, accept it. Like, oh, cool. Are we going to Oprah's house? Okay, great. I got peace as I'm rolling up. Like, cool. Exactly. Like, absolutely. How are you? It's Winfrey, if I must say. Like, I knew we were going to meet. And so, you know, I just want to have peace, you know? And if I meet, you know, that man that gives me that feeling, I just want it to be, I want peace with it.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you feel good and when you're in the right place, then all of your dreams and your visions and resolutions, they will happen and they will come to fruition for you. Because it's what you're giving out to the universe.
Right. And it's not fear, mm-hmm. you know, you're not having that fear. It's more
no
so
stress.
Stress is faith. Yeah. You know, you're just, you know, yeah, taking it and leaving it.
Because sometimes you're just on this rat race. Like, oh my goodness, I've been on the rat race of life. Like, okay, here, and next. Okay, now what's the next? People are like, oh my God, you just did missing this party. What's next? I'm like, peace.
Peace, yeah.
Oh my God, like you just, oh my God, you're like, what's your next?
What's next? People will give you that peace. Anxiety. Other people, yeah, it's like you really have to be in control of your, yeah, life and of your own journey. Like,
mm-hmm,
not allowing, I talked about that a little bit on the last podcast, not allowing other people to make you anxious about, mm-hmm, even your decisions, mm-hmm, in transition. Like, mm-hmm, oh, I'm going to do this year. Like, I want to do more of this year. Oh, well, yeah, you need to hurry up because then you do this and you need to do, yeah, reset. And it's like, no, I'm good.
No, peace.
I'm just learning.
Peace. It's all good. And that's hard to do. And I think that even wanting peace, even has something as like on your resolution as just saying peace, like it didn't mean that I was in chaos.
Right.
It meant that like, oh, I've tasted peace and this feels good. I've tasted like balance and it's nice.
Yeah.
So there's no chaos. 2018 was a fabulous year. It just set me up for everything that 2019 is going to bring. And I'm just making sure that I am staying true to who I am.
Yeah.
The fab life,
Fab Cassie. And you can find her, I mean, if you want to slide in her DMs or...
Please do. I met a really good friend from the last podcast. Like,
yes.
Yasmin, if you're listening.
Yes,
she,
yes. I love her. She's a friend of the podcast.
She was listening and she was like, who is this Fab Cassie person?
Yes.
And she slid in my DMs and we've been friends ever since. And
yeah,
so I think that that's an important part of what you're doing, LaShawna, is connecting, you know, women together and just having real conversations, you know, about, you know, what we deal with and what we struggle and what we're going through. And I think that it just more, we see it a lot happening, but it's so glitzed and glam up,
right,
like with an Instagram video intro. But I think that if women just sat and connected more,
yeah,
then in small little spots, people would be doing more work on themselves. And then if we all do more work on themselves, when we come to the table, we're not coming to the table with so many issues and so damaged, you know? And so then we don't hurt people.
Right.
And so you just be great.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, persistent.
Yes.
I want to follow up because, like, I'm this is January 12th and I'm in a exhaustion state. So maybe I'll come back. I'll come back on and see.
Yeah.
Like see how this, see how the piece turned into some resolutions. Yeah,
we'll catch up with Cassie. I see her a lot. So we'll catch up with Cassie and see what Fab Cassie is doing. If she's gotten her boo, who's slitting her DMs.
Hello. It might be wedding bells because if I get the feeling, I'm open.
Exactly.
You're so crazy.
Well, thank you guys for listening. You can find me at Modern Mommy 2. On Instagram and on Twitter, Lashana Stevens with a PH. Follow me, ask me questions. I'm totally down. Next week, I actually do have a conversation about love called Love in LA. It's going to be at Natural Intention Salon. I'll put more details out about that this week so you guys can come and listen and have a conversation about pretty much what we're talking about now. So please follow me on Instagram and Twitter and comment on the iTunes so more people can hear what you guys like. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.